Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I do know you have a choice and where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, I'm very excited to welcome my next guest to the program. And I'm excited that I'm going to get a chance to meet him coming up this weekend at the Trinity Health Freedom Expo. Be sure and get over to that website, Trinity Health Freedom Expo. Get signed up. It's going to be there at Tinsley Park, Illinois, and a great facility, and I'm really looking forward to the speakers that are going to be there, especially my next guest, and I want to welcome to the program, Ty Bollinger. Ty, welcome. Good to have you, sir.
Pastor Greg, thanks for having me on today. Really appreciate it. Looking forward to our conversation.
Well, this issue of cancer, I mean, I don't think there's probably anybody in our audience that hasn't been touched by cancer in one way or another, whether it's personally or whether it's, a loved one. My mom has been a cancer survivor. My wife is a cancer survivor. I had
a tumor actually that they found as a result of the car accident that I was in my maximus sinus right underneath my left eye.
This is an issue that has permeated our society, and there's a lot of factors for that, but you have been talking about natural means, things that God's given us, that allow a person to fight this off. Talk to me about some of the things that you've discovered and how you've helped people.
Yeah, Pastor Greg, that's a great question. Let me start by kind of sharing a brief story about how my wife and I got involved with this. And
sure.
It's from personal loss. Like you mentioned, everybody knows somebody with cancer. You've had cancer. So back in 96, 6 months after my wife Charlene and I were married, and we're looking forward to meeting you this weekend as well up in Tinley Park. We're going to both be there. We'll be getting in Friday, so can't wait to meet you, brother.
Awesome.
But 96, we were married 6 months when my father doubled over in pain. We went to eat dinner with him one night, July the 1st of 1996. Still remember the date. We took him to the hospital because the pain was so bad, and they thought it was gallstones, but they came out hours later. The surgeon was in tears, and he said he's got cancer. He's so young, it's so advanced. And we were, like, devastated. We'd never experienced cancer. Well, he died in 25 days. They took his stomach out, and he basically bled to death from the surgery. That's all they knew how to do, though. Don't blame the doctor. That's what they were taught. But when you cut out body parts, typically you don't have good resolution if you begin to cut out organs, especially when it's the stomach. So Dad died 25 days later, and then over the course of the next 7 years, I lost both of my granddads, grandmom, uncle, cousin, and finally my mother, all the cancer or the treatments. I would say several of them probably died from the treatments, including my father. So that's the personal loss that began us on this quest to learn all we could about cancer. And what we began to realize after we began to, you know, read medical journal articles and read books about cancer, and we didn't have the internet back then. It wasn't populated with information like it is today. So we actually went to a library. Perhaps you've heard of them. We began to read about cancer, and we learned that there were a lot of natural treatments that God's put here on earth, from plants to herbs to roots to trees to different types of water. I mean, it's just amazing all the things that can have an anti-cancer effect. And so that's what got us involved, was this research. We published a book in 2006 called Cancer Step Outside the Box. 2014, we began The Truth About Cancer and produced documentary films about it. And then kind of the rest is just kind of blown up from there. But the purpose was never to become a renowned cancer expert, and I'm not. I'm just a researcher. I'm not an expert at anything, really. But it wasn't to, you know, write books or do documentaries. It was just to get information to people so that they didn't have to suffer loss like we did, because we didn't know, right? So censorship of information is what is killing people, and that's what's going on today. The censorship today is unbelievable, but it's been going on for a century. And that's what we began to learn, Pastor Greg, is that effective treatments for cancer have been systematically suppressed in the United States for almost 100 years because they compete with pharma's revenues, which is chemical patented drugs. And so we can get into specific treatments, but that really is the backstory behind what we do. And the whole purpose for what we do is so that other people don't have to suffer like we did, because we didn't have knowledge that we should have had.
Well, and like you said, you can translate that into what we're seeing today regarding, you know, the truth about vaccines, right? You know, Thomas Renz, in his lawsuit, that they have produced an affidavit showing that there's at least 45,000 deaths as a result of this vaccine that they can show the evidence for in their suit. And
right.
You know, it is, but all of that is ignored, or we're told. I mean, you know, it's insane. My mother-in-law passed away in December, and I was told by the funeral director that I should be aware that it was probable that the death certificate is going to show that she died of COVID, even though they had no evidence of that at all. There was no positive tests, no, you know, examination to that effect. And sure enough, her death certificate showed that. Ty, this is, I don't know. It's worse than a travesty. There's more significant words, I guess, you could attach to it, but it's criminal in my opinion.
It is criminal, in my opinion, as well, Pastor Greg. And this is unprecedented. It's unprecedented to have a virus, a quote pandemic, that every death is attributed to this virus without even testing positive for the virus, or without doing an autopsy to prove causality. This is not done; has never been done with anything in the history of medicine. But now, and this is not because this one. This one place where your mother died, or the funeral home, or whoever did the death certificate.
Right.
This is across the board instructions from the CDC that if the doctor believes the person had COVID, even without a positive test, even without an autopsy to prove that is what is put on the death certificate as the cause of death. This is total medical quackery, because what they've done is they have created fear, because people are so afraid of all these huge COVID numbers, when the reality is the number of people that are actually dying from COVID is very, very small. Almost everyone that dies with COVID has comorbidities, and so we don't know what killed them. This is unprecedented in the history of medicine, and it is a total fraud. And Thomas Renz is a brilliant attorney, and without his lawsuit, which deals with a CDC whistleblower that says they've been scrubbing the database, but even without them scrubbing it, right now we see over 15,000 deaths reported after the COVID vaccine.
Right.
And that's what they admit now on their VAERS database. This is on the CDC's website. Now, to put that in perspective, 1976, the swine flu epidemic, quote, epidemic of 76, the vaccine was pulled after 53 deaths because they believed that it was too toxic and the risks outweighed the benefits. And I'm sorry, I'm standing outside at a Dodge dealership here.
So you're good.
The car is behind me.
Yeah, no, you're fine.
They, They pulled the vaccine after 53 deaths. We've had 15,000+ deaths on this database, and they still keep pushing it as safe and effective. That is total medical quackery. To put that number in perspective, 15,000 deaths, that is almost four times the number of deaths that have been reported to the VAERS database since 1990 for all other vaccines combined. And we're talking about one vaccine, or right, a set of vaccines, the COVID vaccines, in the last 8 months have exceeded the last 30 years combined for all vaccines. If that doesn't make you stand up and take notice and say, something smells fishy in Denmark, then I don't think your whiffer's working.
Well, I was listening to my friend Jeff Cruer's program this morning, and a caller had called in who went to Walmart and then Walgreens and then CVS and got to the front of the line and asked them, you know, provide me with the documentation, the information from the FDA, you know, that shows that this was approved. Now, here's the thing. Advised consent, that's the law, says that they have to give you the information, the documentation, and they have to inform you of any issues, yep, that they know exist. And this is part of Thomas's lawsuit, and I would encourage, yep, you to folks to reach out to Thomas Renz if you were never given advised consent, because they violated the law. But he went to Walgreens, Walmart, and they said, well, look it up on the website. It's on the website. You'll find it there. And finally went to CVS. They gave him the paperwork, and it, you know, that what the FDA approved is a comirnaty version.
Comirnaty,
yep, version, and
which is not available in the USA, by the way.
Well, and he called CVS and said, "That's my wife and I have read all the documentation, and we want the Comirnaty." And they,
yep,
said, "Sir, I'm sorry, that's not available. You can't have that." So they're pushing a vaccine that they know the FDA hasn't approved. It's still being, you know, used under the Emergency Authorization Act, the EUA. Yeah. And here we have the evidence. 1.545 million people have reported adverse events because of the vaccine. Why does that not concern anybody? Ty, I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it either, Pastor Greg. It's literally like we're living in the medical matrix right now. I don't understand why even health professionals, many doctors, don't seem to be concerned about this. This violates everything that is holy in the medical realm as far as testing things to make sure they're safe and effective, testing vaccines. And you mentioned informed consent. Informed consent is the bedrock of American medicine. It stemmed from the Nuremberg trials, and what happened at Nuremberg is after World War II, Nazi Germany, many of the leaders in the Nazi Party, including many doctors, were put on trial because they experimented on Jewish and other prisoners without their consent, and many of them were killed. It was brutal and horrific, the things that were done. So the Nuremberg trials resulted from that, and part of what is called the Nuremberg Code requires that patients must be given informed consent. In other words, they must be told the risks and the benefits, and they must agree to the medical procedure. Now, you just mentioned that the Comirnaty or Comirnaty, the vaccine, uh-huh, that's one that's been approved. It's not available in the United States. So by definition, everything that's being given right now is under emergency use. And because it's under emergency use right now, all of these U.S. vaccines, emergency use, they cannot be mandated because it violates the Nuremberg Code, because they are still experimental in nature. And there is no informed consent being given. I've lectured several times over the last couple of months. And every time I'll ask the audience, you know, who has been vaccinated for the coronavirus vaccine now? And the audience I speak to, the majority are not, but there's always people that raise their hand. And I say, okay, keep your hand up if your physician went over all of the benefits and the risks and let you decide whether it was worthwhile for you to get this procedure. And the hands always go down. I've not had one person that has ever received informed consent where they were told this vaccine could kill you. It could cause Tourette's syndrome. It could cause Bell's palsy, it could cause cardiomyopathy, whatever these different side effects are. Nobody's given informed consent.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Ty Bollinger is with us. We're going to talk to you a little bit when we come back also about what to expect at the conference and things, why it's a benefit to go.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and my special guest on the program today is Ty Bollinger. And you can find out, well, give us the website, the best website to go to, Ty, to get the information that you're sharing with us today.
Yeah, cool. The main website is thetruthaboutcancer.com, thetruthaboutcancer.com. And we also have another website that's got a lot of information, thetruthaboutvaccines.com. So two easy-to-remember websites.
There you go. TheTruthAboutCancer.com and TheTruthAboutVaccines.com. And you can find, there's a link on the cancer one for the vaccine one, correct? If I'm not mistaken.
I don't know. I'm not sure. They're probably linked through at times. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it's like very prominent, but.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you can get the information there that we've got a lot of information that we've published over the last several years. Even though, as I was mentioning to you off the air, we are, Charlene, my wife and I are part of what they call the disinformation dozen, 12 of the most, actually it's 13, so they can't count very well, but 12 to 13 of the most influential or the most, the guiltiest people for spreading vaccine disinformation on the web and for making people afraid of these vaccines that are so safe and effective. When the reality is all we do is we point people to the CDC website and the statistics that they provide to say, hey, you might want to check this thing out, you know? And, yeah. And so we're called disinformation for spreading the truth, which is kind of it's where we are today in America. Those that spread the truth are called liars, and those that lie all the time, people think they're telling the truth. It's really like the Matrix.
Well, and you know, as someone who has children that were negatively impacted by vaccines, and so we are, you know, we don't push vaccines on our kids. I haven't taken a flu shot for years because every time I did, I got violently ill and had you know, horrible winters, and I got tired of having horrible winters. Like, you know, this is getting old. So, I completely understand. And there should be the right to be able to say that, to say, hey, you know what, for my family, we've had bad reactions, and therefore, that's okay, we're going to bow out of that. You should have the right to be able to say that.
Absolutely, Pastor Greg, and that's all that we are promoting, is the right to say no. We're not trying to say, well, no one should have access to any vaccines and no one should be able to make that choice. That's not our choice, but that is the choice we should, in the United States, we should be able to choose and say yes or no to a medical intervention. All we're asking is that those that choose yes to these vaccines be given informed consent, that the doctor actually sit down and go over all the list of horrific side effects, which there are so many we can't even list. And if you don't want to take it, then you say no, and everybody's like, okay, cool. They chose not to. Instead of being demonized, instead of, like we're seeing in Australia, people are being forced vaccinated against their will, literally held down and vaccinated. That, you know, that's what we're against, is any kind of forced vaccines or coercion like that. Say yes if you want it, say no if you don't, and be done with it. But at this point, we are, one of the things that we're thankful about here in the United States is that we still have our Second Amendment rights to bear arms. Those arms are not to protect us from invading troops. And those arms were not delineated in the Constitution so that we could hunt. Those arms were particularly provided for in the Constitution to protect from tyrannical government. So that is the thing that's saving us here from being like Australia, is that we've got a lot of people that are armed and will not put up with criminal medical interventions by the government.
Yeah. All right. Let me just jump in and get this in before we close this segment. Trinity Health Freedom Expo. Go to the website, Trinity Health Freedom Expo, and, you know, for all the things that we have shared with you, there are natural means to build your immune system, to be healthy, to get healthy. Look, I'm a guy that has had all kinds of morbidities because of the accident that I was in. I survived COVID because of all the natural medications that were already in my body. They're not medications, but they're supplements that were in my body, and I have a list of them on my website that you can take as well. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Ty, thanks for being with us today. Look forward to meeting you and your beautiful wife this weekend. God bless.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.